Women desire men that have the capability of being promiscuous. Who loses more status for being cheated on, a man or a woman?
What we're supposed to do is conquer the world, is to add value.
So the controversial podcast and YouTube channel Fresh and Fit, known for being an alpha male podcast, has now been demonetized on YouTube.
No soup for you.
Let's talk about it. Guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Now let's get into a discussion regarding the Fresh and Fit podcast. It is commonly referred to as an alpha male podcast. It is hosted by a man named Myron Gaines. I believe the podcast films in Miami, and it covers a multitude of subjects from finances to fitness to masculinity.
I'm a man.
And they also have a very popular after hours program where more often than not, they have a bunch of, shall we say, scantily clad young women, and they go back and forth on the issues of feminism. They ask the women what their body count is. They often refer to them as 304s, which is a slang term for a hoe, and they've had many a clip go viral where they go back and forth with these women. Andrew Tate has been on the Fresh and Fit podcast. Sneeko's been on the Fresh and Fit podcast, so that should give you a sort of view for what their content is. Of course, it is targeted towards young men, or at least has a predominantly young male audience, and now they've been demonetized on YouTube. They don't know exactly what for, but presumably because their content has been labeled as too controversial for the platform. Now, what does being demonetized by YouTube means? They can still post their videos on YouTube, they can still stream on YouTube, however, they will no longer benefit from the YouTube Partners Program, which is the AdSense money that you get from advertisers who show their ads on your show. They also can no longer be sent super chats from fans who watch their live stream and want to support them with their money through YouTube. That hopefully gives you a clear picture of what's going on here. Now let's hear about the announcement of this demonetization from Fresh and Fit host Myron Gaines himself.
Man, we got a very important announcement for you guys.
It won't be the same, bro.
Yeah. The channel has been kicked off the YouTube Partner Program. Just keep it straight with
you. If you look right now, you can't even super chat or
you can't even super chat right now.
Yep.
So this is the beginning of the end of this era.
We're working with YouTube to try to come to a middle ground and, you know, work together and figure this out. But for now,
we don't even know why.
Don't know the specific reason. When you guys send me your DMs and say, yo, you saved my life. Yo, you send me a picture of your credit score. Yo, my girl is making sandwiches now or whatever it is, right?
No comment.
We've helped a lot of you guys from killing yourselves, from making a really bad decision. What I'm asking you guys is, just like we've saved you guys, we need you guys to save us. Guys, it's gotten to the point now where even where we shoot the location doesn't want us to stay here.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to say that. I really didn't want to have to admit that. Dude, there is a matrix, man. Like, people don't want you guys to get this message.
Okay. Now, obviously, the video goes on to get emotional. I believe he starts to cry, and then he walks off in talking about being demonetized by YouTube. There's a number of things that are going through my head here, but first and foremost, let's talk about the celebration of this. People are hopping on the internet and saying, here, like a comment here. Somebody commented, what a great way to start off my day. Another said, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Hallelujah. People are cheering this on and talking about how wonderful this is and how they love this for them, okay? That seems to be the general sentiment when it comes to them being demonetized on YouTube. Now, I do not control the YouTube platform. And a part of me, of course, lies within the camp of they have the power to monetize or demonetize whoever it is that they want, whether we like it or not. That is simply a fact. I think our first priority should be to find platforms that emphasize our sense of free speech and allow people of all different walks of life, backgrounds, and opinions to be able to espouse their views on the platform. And unfortunately, YouTube, where you might be watching right now, is not one of those platforms. If I were in control of YouTube, virtually nobody would get demonetized unless they were doing something that was harming other people, you know, harming themselves or whatever in a way that, you know, is truly something remarkable, right? I would not be canceling people because they have a different opinion than I do and because they don't agree with what they're saying. When I've watched the Fresh and Fit podcast, which I've done on a few occasions now, there are things that I agree with, there are things that I disagree with. And guess what? That is going to be the case for everybody in your life. We all have controversial opinions. We all have opinions that others deem to be acceptable. But we should all be able to espouse those views. And I think if YouTube was being fair, they would allow Fresh and Fit to be monetized. There are certainly advertisers that would love to have their advertisements shown to their audience and to be on their show. Also, to cut off the avenue of supporters of the show being able to super chat, I think, is a very wrong move. If a fan wants to support Fresh and Fit, that is their money. And if they want to do that through YouTube, I think they should be able to.
I'm such a big supporter.
But as I said before, I don't run YouTube. It's a risk that we all take by being on this platform, and it is unfortunately something that we have to deal with in modern times. We could get into a discussion about, you know, the Section 230 and how these platforms handle people who publish. We'll leave that discussion for another time. For me, YouTube largely functions as a public square, right? Millions, if not, you know, billions of people come to these platforms to hear different opinions, to get content that they like, some to get content that they don't like, and to have a narrative that is accepted on the platform, be the one that is constantly promoted, and to not allow other creators with a dissident opinion to be on your platform is truly disheartening to see. And we should feel that way in regard to anybody. If this was a major leftist streamer who was saying, I've been demonetized on YouTube, or quite frankly, a smaller one, I would say the same thing. Free speech is meant to cover those who we disagree with. And the people who are cheering this on and congratulating them on being demonetized and congratulating YouTube for doing this, I want them to think about what would happen to them if somehow their thoughts no longer fall under the accepted narrative. Do you want to be demonetized on a platform? Do you think it's fair for people who agree with you to go through that? Of course not. It is because you disagree with these people and that you don't like their message that you are cheering on the fact that this has happened to them. And you know what I'll say? I hope that these men continue making their podcast, not because I particularly like their podcast or because I'm a fan, but because they should put a finger up in the face of the people who are trying to stand in the way of free speech. Now, as I said earlier in the video, they're still able to publish on YouTube. They've just been cut off from a major source of income for themselves. And one source of that income is from their fans. How do you feel about YouTube telling you that you cannot support a podcast that you agree with or that you like? This should raise some red flags for people, and it should be an issue that we should be able to tackle. If not through YouTube itself, through finding other platforms that are uplifting free speech and starting to make content there or to support people through there so that YouTube as a company can realize that they will lose a massive part of their audience because they're not actually supporting the values that built this country that we now live in. This isn't purely an American problem. It's a world problem right now. That's the gist of what I feel when seeing Fresh and Fit demonetized on YouTube. I don't think it's right, and I wouldn't think it's right, regardless of who it is, unless they were doing something that is truly like harming individuals. Let me know how you feel in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate, so let's duke it out, but do so respectfully. And please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day, and hopefully our channel does not get demonetized on YouTube. Believe it or not, we rely a lot on the income that we get from YouTube. So we'll see what happens. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.